God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Can a good kid get into trouble? Can a child harm himself or herself? And the answer is, of course, yes. Could a child with a good heart, for instance, play in the road and get hit by a car? Well, the tragic answer is yes. You can. And so in Proverbs 7, we have a case for commands. And specifically, the context is parents and children. Most specifically, the proverb is set against the backdrop of a father giving instruction to a son. And this is how it goes. Proverbs 7:1 says, "My son, keep my words." The idea is guard my words, protect my words, keep, follow my words. And then in verse 5 says, "that they may keep thee." And he goes on to say, "keep thee," or protect you from the strange woman. That is to say, the woman that is a stranger. She's not your wife. She doesn't belong to you. So dad is saying essentially, look, son, keep my words and my words will keep you. Keep my commandments, honor my commandments, protect my commandments, and my commandments will protect you, will honor you. So a good-hearted person can certainly get into trouble. And that's why having a good heart is not enough to keep a young man. A simple son is what the Bible talks about in verse 6 and following. Having a good heart is not enough to keep a young man, a simple son, from destruction. Think about King David, a man after God's own heart, a man that loved God and did what was right. And we admire David. We not only admire him for defeating Goliath, but we admire him for his courage in leading against the Philistines and the enemies of God. And yet David was a man who could conquer giants but could not conquer himself. The Bible talks very plainly about his adultery with Bathsheba, and that was a great sin. And it became even greater with the cover-up that followed. So David had a good heart, but that wasn't enough to keep David from falling to his own vices, his own temptation, his own inner struggles. You see, having a good heart is not enough to keep a young man from destruction. He needs a father. He needs a dad who gives fences. Now, by application, a young lady needs the same thing. A mother is to provide likewise this guidance and direction. But the point is, if I'm raising a child that God has given me, I need to give them guidance. I need to give them direction. Now, you cannot lead with a no. You have to lead with yes and correct with no. In other words, this is who we are. This is where we're going. No, no, not that way. No, no, you're getting off the path. No, hey, get back on the trail. So a young person needs both a yes and a no from mom and dad. You lead with a yes and you correct with no, and you do both lovingly and yet firmly. And so the rules that you honor will honor you. That's true in life. The father says, "My son, keep my words that they may keep thee." So I want a child who has a heart for God. I want a child who has a good heart. But the way I cultivate a good heart is by cultivating the right actions. The two go together. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do I do right and then I have a good heart and I think right? Or do I think right and then I have good actions? The truth is, I think there's a more obvious answer to the two possibilities to most people. But the fact is, both are important. If I will do the right thing, it will help me to think in the right way. And so having a good heart is the goal, but having a good heart is not enough to keep a young person from destruction. That young person needs a dad and mom who gives fences, who gives guidance. And that's the example we have in Proverbs chapter 7.